Hi everyone, I hope it's okay. I'm going to be kind of casual and stay seated like, because of the awkwardness of sort of the setup. But just stop me at any time, and because we have plenty of time, if you have any questions. I think that's how we're going to roll with this. I'm pleased to be here today to talk to you about the Mississippi Public Health Association success story in advocating for public health funding at the state and local level recently during this past legislative session. Overall, just to give you an idea of sort of what I'm going to cover, I'm going to talk about the background of Mississippi's public health structure, as well as the funding issue in our state concerning public health, and the Mississippi Public Health Association's strategies that we use to take action and have a positive outcome concerning advocacy for public health funding in our state. So it's no secret probably to most of you that Mississippi ranks very poor in a number of health indicators. In our state, we have high poverty rates, sadly. We have high rates of uninsured. We have a high number of people that are covered by public coverage. And as many of you know, both of those can create barriers for accessing health services. We have the lowest number of physicians per patient in the nation, that ratio, as well as a number of other health workforce shortages. So our local public health departments play a vital role in serving as access points, in some communities the only access point to health services in our state. So the Mississippi State Department of Health is the backbone of public health infrastructure in our state. And I wanted to give you a little bit of an idea of how our state is structured. We have a central structure where our central office is located in Jackson, Mississippi, which is at the center of the state. And the central office supports our 9 district offices, which also in turn support 81 local health departments out of our 82 counties. We only have one county that does not have a local health department. Those two counties share a county health departments, so just to give you an idea. So the funding issue is one that I don't think will be a new story for any of you. But in our state funds support some of these basic infrastructures for the State Department of Health to operate. And of course, we've been historically underfunded. Our funding competes, of course, with other major priorities, including education in our state and Medicaid. As I said before, we have a number of persons on public funding for health insurance and have a number that would qualify that are not even being served under that system. So that all competes for priority for our legislators. And so, as you can see, for the past 5 fiscal years, we've continued to receive declines in the amount of appropriations we've received for public health funding. And as a result, we've had fewer staff on the local level to do disease investigations, as one example of this. And we've also, as a result, seen an impact in the rise of disease rates. This is an example of we're seeing a rise in primary and secondary syphilis in our state. So the Mississippi Public Health Association, to give you a little bit of an idea of our organization, we are a membership of over 600 public health professionals throughout our state. And most of those professionals are actually state Department of Health employees that are at the local level. We've been in existence for about 76 years. We celebrated our diamond anniversary last year. That was exciting. APHA recognized us for that. And our mission, of course, is to support public health advocacy and education in our state. We received our 501c3 nonprofit status in 2008, so we are under that umbrella now as an official organization, and we serve as the primary voice for public health advocacy in our state. So prior to the 2012 legislative session, we gathered and selected public health funding as one of our top advocacy priorities for the 2012 year. And we devised a strategy to target three primary groups to raise awareness of the funding issue. We targeted our policymakers, we targeted the public at large, and we targeted our membership. For our policymakers, we hosted a legislative breakfast at the beginning of the legislative session at our state capitol, where we invited our members and public health leaders to come and interface one-on-one with our policymakers and give them an understanding of the importance of public health and public health infrastructure and funding in our state. For the public, MPHA devised an editorial where we talked about the impact of public health across the lifespan for Mississippians, and we gave a number of everyday examples of how public health affects Mississippi citizens every day. We talked about how safe milk is served to our children and licensed daycares. We talked about how we have healthy workers as a result of access to flu vaccinations through our public health system, and how we were able to respond immediately to the Gulf Oil disaster as well as Hurricane Katrina because we had trained emergency response personnel due to our public health system. We also talked about how our elderly are cared for and we have peace of mind that they're cared for in a licensed facility, nursing home facility, if that's where, you know, their loved one is at the time. So we devised this editorial, and it was published in several local newspapers about midpoint into the legislative session, so about 3 or 4 weeks after the legislative breakfast where we met with legislators, to give you sort of an idea of the timeline. As for our membership, for the first time ever, the Mississippi Public Health Association developed a policy internship. And we used a stipend system modeled after Oregon Public Health Association, where we first pulled our applicants from two CEPH-accredited schools of public health in our state, and we then in turn selected a top doctoral student who was a health policy candidate. And she served as our intern for the entire legislative session and attended all the public legislative meetings that discussed our top priority issues, including public health funding. And she reported what the happenings were back to our membership via the constant contact messaging system that APHA actually supported to our MPHA affiliate. And the messages included information not only about the developments that were ongoing, but also the key contact information for members to contact their policymakers at those key times. Also during that time, MPHA developed several strategic partnerships with both public and private organizations. Partnered with key public health leaders, several nonprofits. We work with the university system for the internship program. We worked with a philanthropic group to help with our communications. And of course, the newsprint organization supported us by publishing these editorials. Another example of sort of how we work together strategically with our partner was a joint press conference at the state capitol for the first time in conjunction with the Mississippi Rural Health Association. So just to give you an example of one of those partnerships. So at the beginning of the legislative session, Just to back up, we were actually given a proposed funding cut at the Mississippi State Department of Health of 12% lower than what our funds were in the previous year. And as I showed you earlier, we had already been on a steep decline. So this was very concerning. And not only was that concerning in the fact that, you know, for how it would affect us, but we also felt very undervalued because we were the only agency where proposed cuts were being proposed at such a high rate. I think the average for some of the other state agencies were about 4 or 5%, whereas our state agency was really being targeted for deep cuts. So our leaders at the Mississippi State Department of Health, of course, testified to the House and Senate committees during the appropriations meetings about how these proposed funding cuts would disrupt our basic operations at this point for essential public health services at the local level. And so MPHA also devised a support strategy by producing a document on the evidence on how public health funding in adjacent states was already, you know, already much higher than Mississippi's, and also why funding public health in Mississippi matters. And we produced this document with a local communications firm. Next slide. And here's an example of what it looks like. It's like a one-pager and shows that relationship as well as a few key facts on the importance of public health funding. And we worked with a local philanthropy group to fund this this document. Again, we disseminated it to all of our members. We disseminated it to all of our legislators by hand. Our policy intern gave it to each one by hand. And we made sure that all of our members were also provided the document. So as a result, you know, our members were then informed with the key information they needed, a uniform message so they could really express their support to their policymakers at key times about this important funding issue. And I just want to emphasize that, you know, at the right time, just a few people contacting, you know, a legislator can make a big difference in the outcome of an issue, just as a side note. So I want to share the good outcome, the success of, in the fact that we were not cut 12% as a result of our efforts, and the State Department of Health did receive adequate funding and is able to at least continue basic public health services on the state and local level for the next fiscal year. Of course, we have 2013 coming up, so it'll be a new battle. But in the interim, we're very excited that these strategies help support our state and local public health funding. If you have any questions or want some more information, we have a website. Our executive director is Buddy Dodrell. He's very friendly and will answer any questions as well. And again, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to share this information with you all today. We're very excited about these developments. Thanks.